It's a good and most bad news again. We welcome the statements by the Justice Minister. The bill has not been watered down and that the full powers of arrest and prosecution still remain. It is also a good thing that the government is listening to community concerns. We now further aid the government to at least go one step further and extend the same powers of arrest and prosecution to other existing and corruption institutions like the Attorney General, Ombudsman Commission, and any future commission of inquiries, so these bodies can enforce on findings. It's still a concern for us, even though the minister says the powers of arrest and prosecution still remain in this bill. The Prime Minister will still head the appointments committee, especially for the commissioners. An independent commission must be truly independent, and there should be no role of a politician or a prime minister or any member of the government in the process of appointing the commissioners.
Clearly, you don't want to have the Prime Minister involved in the appointment of commissioners, but how should that appointment process be conducted? Because clearly somebody in authority has to be in charge of the process.
Exactly. I mean, seeing the Prime Minister in the picture, actually, there will be no political independence. That's our concern. So what we are saying is, instead of having the Prime Minister as head of the committee, we ask that he should be replaced with the chairman of Transparency International or a similar civil society figure, so as this does not appear to show that also of bias or any political interference in the process.
Bearing in mind that Transparency International, PNG, is one of a number of bodies that have been gunning for Prime Minister Peter O'Neill over the corruption charges still hanging over his head, he might argue that they also have a political slant, that they wouldn't necessarily be independent.
Yes, exactly right. If not, then any other political civil society figures that seem to be independent and do not have any such lent against them.
Would you be happy for the Prime Minister, be it Peter O'Neill or anybody else, to make recommendations as to who they feel should be on the on this commission but not have the final say?
As much as possible. Our concern is that we want an office that is free of any political interference or political control. That's why we are saying that there should not be any government, people in the government involved in any way in the appointment process, and seeing the Prime Minister is in there. Does not see the independence of the office itself.
How confident are you that ICAC, the Independent Commission Against Corruption, will come into being at some point in the not-too-distant future? I mean, the signs are encouraging, but then they have looked encouraging before and matters have stalled.
We are confident that it will come into effect, or it will be passed. And it was promised back then in 2012 when the same government got into power. In the policy in the Alotau Accord, they said they were going to implement it, and then for the previous government, they never did in the 5 years. For this government, for the 10th parliament, which under the O'Neill government, they still had it in the new Alotau Accord too. They actually started the process again in terms of tabling the bill in parliament, which they promised they will do in the last week's seminar.
Doesn't the problem remain, though, that if this Independent Commission Against Corruption becomes a reality and starts work, then many would argue that their very first task should be to take a very close look at the Prime Minister?
Exactly. That's also part of our argument that we are saying, is that it will be a conflict of interest. There will be no independence in the process, because you have outstanding issues that are going to be looked at, and one of the issues is against the Prime Minister. We don't see any independence in there, and then there will be no... That's obviously something that we are going to put out, is that, you know, you have an office there, and then and the Prime Minister being the head of, or the chairman of the appointment committee, we don't see anything that's going to happen.